The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. My name is Ann Rostosky. I'm currently the president of the board, and I'm one of today's worship leaders. Happy Pride! June is Pride Month, and today Thomas Paine is celebrating Pride, as we normally do, and we have been for at least the past 20 years. I was happy to see on the news last night, they had a lot of coverage of Pride events in the Philadelphia area, and they proclaimed Philly as a Pride-friendly city. And 20 years ago, that would not have been the case. And we've been a welcoming congregation over 20 years ago. We went through the process to become one. So anyway, things are moving forward for the most part. Those of you who are here, I don't see too many new people or people who haven't been here before, but we encourage you to come more than once and try to attend a service where our minister, Reverend Andrew, is the speaker. And we also have a literature rack in the lobby if you're interested in learning more about Unitarian Universalism. So, whoever you are, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, whoever you love, we're happy that you're here with us today, and enjoy the service. And now Phil will do the chalice lighting.
Okay. Good morning. The chalice lighting this morning is by Joseph Cherry, and it's called Our Beacon of Hope. As we gather together for worship this morning, being both near and far, we light our chalice as we do each week. It is a symbol of our faith. May its light be a beacon of hope to the many, those who feel lost, those who feel threat, those who feel tired, those who are uncertain. May our beacon of hope help you find home, help you feel safe, give you respite, and honor your search of mind and spirit. As I light the, or as Ann lights the peace lamp, please respond with the lower. May peace be with us.
And all people of the world.
And now we will have our gathering song. It's hymn number 346, Come Sing a Song with Me. Please rise as you're willing and able, but if you're blocking someone behind you, please move out to the aisle way. Sheila will offer our moment for all ages. We don't have any children here, but we have people of all ages, so. Oh, okay, it's up to you.
So we'll do it like we did the last time when the children weren't able to attend or didn't attend. I'll take one page and I'll ask you to take the other page. I'm reading a story called No One Owns the Colors. It's written by Gianna Davey and illustrated by Brenda Rodriguez. Here we go. If pink is for girls, then it's also for squirrels, because no one owns the colors.
Okay. If pink is for boys, well, that just annoys, because no one owns the colors.
If trees can be seen dressed in red, gold, and green, then I'll wear chartreuse.
And please don't be mean, because all nature's hues are on the same team, and no one.
If sunsets go changing their outfits each night, from violet, peach, turquoise, all glowing with light,
then I might hear a butterscotch, or smile at evening, or up the trees, and I'll change the seasons.
For colors exist everywhere, every day. No one can say, just for us, while they play, or assign them to right or wrong tones, good or bad. Do ocean waves argue with sky over blue? Do chameleons have only one color to use? All creatures on Earth are their own special shade. Each fur tone and skin tone is uniquely made. From redwood to emerald to mocha to blue.
There are colors we
choose. So what is the name of the color of you?
And what does it feel like? Old, shy, brand new.
Now, if somebody tells you your color is wrong, be it skin, favorite crayon, or your fuchsia sarong, so all of those colors I also can wear. I'm naturally perfect in all of my flair. For all of those colors I also can be. If you look with your heart, then I think you will see that the colors of me and the colors of you all come from the same glowing planet. It's true. And whether the color is olive or jet, cobalt or licorice, mauve or violet, silver and charcoal, magenta or bronze, we're all part of nature. It's how we unite, and nature is dressed in the best colored light. The colors of sunsets and squirrels and trees, the colors of seasons and shimmering seas. Thank you. I guess we should still sing the children. Yeah, they can. So I'm here to talk a little bit about the Trevor Project. And what is the Trevor Project? The Trevor Project is an American nonprofit organization founded in 1998. A little bit too tall for it was Anne height. There you go. Thank you. Okay. The project was founded in 1998 in West Hollywood, California by Celeste Lacine, Peg Rajewski, and Randy Stone. They are the creators of a 1994 Academy Award-winning short film, Trevor, a dramedy about Trevor, a gay 13-year-old boy who, when rejected by friends because of his sexuality, attempts suicide. When the film was scheduled to air on HBO television in 1998, the filmmakers realized that some of the program's young viewers might be facing the same kind of crisis as Trevor and began to search for a support line to be broadcast as a tagline at the end of the show. They discovered that no such helpline existed, and they decided to dedicate themselves to forming The Resource, an organization to promote acceptance of LGBTQ youth and to aid in crisis and suicide prevention among that group. There's a little bit about me. I raised three children pretty much on my own from the time they were 2, 4, and 6 years of age. I taught for 30 plus years in special education, elementary education, and as a teacher librarian with pre-K autism all the way through 5th grade elementary. Back during the almost Obama administration, I worked both campaigns. My youngest came to me one night and told me that they were gay. With apologies to those who lean this way, my response was, well, as long as you're not Republican. I was previously involved in Project Semicolon. It's a compassionate online community that centers around mental health awareness and suicide prevention. Their platform serves as a safe haven for individuals to share their stories, find support, and contribute to breaking the stigma around mental health challenges. The community embraces the concept, your story isn't over yet. So if you've ever seen someone with a semicolon tattoo, sometimes on the wrist or on the back of the hand, they are part of the Project Semicolon. Your story isn't over yet. In June 2020, I retired. I found a Facebook page with a birthday fundraiser for the Trevor Project, and I wanted to learn more about it, so I submitted a request for information about becoming an online counselor. In September of 2022, I filled out an extensive application. It was about 8 pages long, lots of copy, and I applied. And then in late February 2023, I was accepted into the 6-month training program. They say it's about 20 hours a week. I'm an old lady, so I take a lot of notes in a notebook, so mine got to be about 40 hours a week. And then I started taking live calls in September 2023. I want to tell you a little bit about the Trevor Project, because some people might be fearful about making that phone call and what they say. So the first thing that we do is we tell them who we are, and then we ask them the name that they prefer for me to use while I'm talking with them. And then we ask for an age and a location. We usually ask for a city and a state. And the reason we ask for age and location is because if we need resources, if someone is trying to find a place for unhoused youth, if someone is trying to find a place for HRT services, we need to know where they are. I sign up for 3-hour shifts a week, and I have supervisors that I can contact during that 3-hour shift. After we get their personal or their information, we conduct a brief safety check, and then we listen and we plan. So a little bit about the Trevor Project itself. It's to end suicide among lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning people, LGBTQ plus. And basically, our goal is to put ourselves out of a job. Our vision is to create a world where all LGBTQ young people see a bright future for themselves. And our project advances our mission and vision through key crisis prevention and intervention work. We have crisis services, we have chat, text, and online live communication with a counselor. And we are now also, I think it was the beginning of this year, we just connected nationally with the 988, if you know what that is. It's a suicide hotline. It's like 911, but it's a suicide hotline. And we speak to each other. So sometimes they get calls and they forward them to us, and we can do that in reverse too. We work through advocacy. It will build on its success in key advocacy areas that address systemic issues, help shape a more accepting society, and protect LGBTQ young people's rights. We conduct regular research and evaluations and surveys to ensure that our services are actually reducing suicide risk and help us learn about the mental health issues impacting young people. And we offer peer support. We have our own social media page called Trevor Space, And that's a social networking community that's available 24/7, and it's also monitored by the Trevor Project community supervisors. So it's a safe space. And then we also are developing programs, trainings, and content promoting awareness around issues and policies relevant to LGBTQ plus young people and the adults who support them. There are contact sheets out in the lobby. I respectfully request that you take one and put it somewhere in your workplace. Of course, get permission, unless you're in charge there. But if you have to, put it on the back of a bathroom door or on in a lunchroom or a, you know, a community bulletin board in your building. If you work in a school and you think that the school might push back, then talk with a counselor and give them that sheet. I did ask Trevor supervisors if there was some way for me to make an impact, and they sent me that sheet and said, copy it and give it to whoever you want, wherever you want. So my goal is to get it to middle and high schools in the Pennsylvania, or at least the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Montgomery County area. That's my start. So that's who we are, and I'm then going to ask John to go ahead with the first slide. So this is, let me make sure I'm in the right spot. Here we go. So if you visit our website, this is what you would find first. You'll see this opening page. It includes tabs that read Get Help, Explore Topics, and Meet Friends. Next slide, please. Our team is primarily anonymous. We have different faces, ages, genders, races, each with our own personal reasons for getting involved. Next, please. We respond to all calls, chats, texts, live and in person. We are directly connected to 988, the Suicide Crisis Hotline, and they to us. Next, please. We also offer a resource center to answer your questions. This is for contacts, our parents, siblings, relatives, teachers, coworkers, and counselors, anyone who seeks information over and above a simple Google search. Next, please. Now, data collected in 2022 states that communication through calls, texts, or chats exceeded over 200,000 contacts. We had over 2.8 million followers on social media like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and we had over 2,000 volunteers in all 50 states available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Next, please. Additionally, we have almost 450,000 users on Trevor Space, that social media page that I said, and it's closely monitored by paid personnel to ensure it remains a safe space for open communications. Next, please. There are ways that you may choose to be involved. Next, options include fundraising or sharing our site on your own socials and continuing to be an ally. There are ways to be an ally without even knowing it. For example, you may see someone who just has a rainbow pin on their collar. Another thing that you may see is if you get a simple safety pin and attach it to the lapel of your winter jacket. And so if you're on the subway or if you're in the supermarket or if you're on a bus or in the theater or something, others will know what that safety pin means and that you are a safe person to sit next to talk with. They will recognize that that's what that is. It's just a simple safety pin. I got one in gold, though, just to kind of. It's jewelry, isn't it? I also have available for some of you a 6-page document. There's one I gave one to Linda on how to be an ally, and that's also in the lobby. But one of the best things you can do is vote. Follow what's going on, and please get out there and vote. Next slide, please. And then there are both volunteer and paid positions with trevorproject.org. The commitment is to training and then a 3-hour shift weekly. If you're a volunteer, you can look at the website to see how to join our team. And you are anonymous. When I am speaking with someone, I don't use my name when I introduce myself. I use an anonymous name that I've chosen. And next slide. Remember, you and those you love are never alone. My youngest contact was 11 years old. My eldest was 64. We are here 24/7, 365. It is one of the bravest moves I have ever seen for someone to pick up that phone and make a call to the Trevor Project. Next slide, please. As an adult, you can make a difference. One, just one supportive adult can change a life. The little gestures matter too. Use chosen pronouns. Address a person by their chosen name without judgment. And listen, just listen. Next slide, please. Now, this statement was sent to our donor page from the family of a young person in crisis. Next slide, please. These are our 23-24 values found in our mission statement: heart, integrity, community, belonging, and progress. And next slide, please. And this shows our quick exit option. Youth are often in an unsafe public environment, like a library or in a classroom or sitting in the park or on their phone in front of their parents when contacting us. Three taps of the escape key immediately clears the page. Next slide, please. So on behalf of my cishet son, my trans daughter, my non-binary youngest child, my contacts and their families, thank you for your allyship and support.
Thank you so much, Sheila, for the talk and all the great work that you do. It's really meaningful. We're going to play a song now to follow up with that, and I think this song you might just prefer to sit back and listen to. I think you'll see why in a minute. It's called Same Love, and then we'll have Matters of the Heart.
I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex had the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children, it's somehow forgotten. But we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
Gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it.
My love, she keeps me warm.
don't press pause. Progress march on, with the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us, we have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
I can't sex. Change even if I tried, even if I wanted to. And I can't change even if I tried, even if I wanted to. My love, she keeps me warm. She keeps me warm.
Okay, we've come to that part of our service called Matters of the Heart, an opportunity for you to share a joy that's lifting you up or a sorrow that's weighing you down with our faith community. We're going to have a short musical reflection. This is going to be Hold My Hope by Christine Perry, accompanied by Isaac Strader.
Hold my
at this time, we are going to bring this time of sharing to a close. We are going to sing Spirit of Life. The lyrics will show up on the screen here in just a second.
A different rendition. So I chose it because it has young people doing it, and I thought it was appropriate, but it didn't have the words, I guess, so you won't see the young people probably.
Thank you.
I'm going to read this pretty much as Lori Welk wrote it. Some of you will say it's a little strange for me, but the message is here, okay? Gracious God, is it the glitter? Some people think it's the glitter that makes pride parades like heaven. Pearly gates, streets of gold, surely heaven has as much glitter as a pride parade. There's definitely enough glitter there to make a person believe that the pride parade is like heaven. Some people, of course, do not think the pride parade is like heaven. After all, who would let in all these people? Surely there's some kind of form to fill out. One must be given clearance and the least abide by a dress code. Speaking of, what is the dress code for heaven? What documentation is required? Of course, there is the strongest argument that the kingdom of heaven is like the pride parade. All are welcome. We don't get to decide who is in and who is out. Everybody's in, everybody. Or maybe it's the kingdom of heaven is like the pride parade because it's a protest against bigotry, against hate, against fear, a protest against being someone you aren't, against the idea that only some of us are worthy, a protest against anything that does not lift up love. That's quite the parable, isn't it? The kingdom of heaven is like the pride parade, where all are welcome and love wins. We'll know it by the glitter and the love. Thanks be to God. Amen.
And now we'll sing our closing song, hymn number 131, Love Will Guide Us. And here's one, if you like, you can stand as you're willing and able. And once again, if you're blocking someone, please move to the aisles. It's in the gray hymnal.
Distinguish our chalice this morning with these words by Ben Athron Zimmern, an unquenchable flame. As we extinguish the flame on our chalice, we ignite it inside ourselves. Our commitment to our mission and to one another is an unquenchable flame. Let us remember that we are not alone until we light the flame next time.